Welcome to the September edition of Ranger Rick Jr., published by the National Wildlife Federation. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon. The front cover of this month's magazine features a red-eyed tree frog. That's wild. A sloth spends most of its life hanging upside down. Catfish has taste buds all over its body, not just its mouth. Snakes smell with their tongues. Unlike most birds, a loon has bones that are not hollow. An elephant uses its trunk as a snorkel when it swims. And a kangaroo can't hop backwards. Red-eyed tree frogs. Meet one of the coolest animals of the rainforest. Colorful frogs. These frogs don't just have red eyes. They also have bright green skin, orange feet, white bellies, and blue and yellow stripes. Sticky feet. Tree frogs have sticky pads on their toes. These pads help the frogs get a grip while climbing. Tiny size. A red-eyed tree frog is so small it could sit on your thumb. Super climbers. Frogs that live on the ground move about by hopping, but tree frogs live in trees, so they mostly creep, crawl, and climb. Tree frogs are nocturnal. They hunt at night and sleep during the day. Insect eaters. Tree frogs eat insects they catch. They swallow their food whole. Helpful colors. When a tree frog sleeps on a leaf, it's hard for other animals to see it. If an enemy comes near the frog pops up and opens its eyes. Its bright colors may startle the attacker long enough for the frog to get away. Tree frog's life cycle. A tree frog lays its egg on a leaf above a pond. Inside, the eggs are growing tadpoles. When ready to hatch, the tadpoles wriggle free and plop into the water below. Each tadpole grows into a little brown froglet with legs. After a froglet loses its tail and gets bright colors, it's ready to crawl into the trees. How does a red-eyed tree frog change over time? Ricky and pals in The Travelers. Tickle, tickle. Something soft touched Ricky Raccoon's nose as he slept. Ricky rubbed his nose without opening his eyes. Then he snuggled deeper into his pillow. Tickle, tickle. Just as Ricky started to rub his nose, again he heard a giggle. He opened his eyes to see Busy Beaver's toothy grin. Good morning, Ricky, said Busy. Look what I found. He held up a big dandelion poof ball. Ricky yawned and sat up. That's pretty, he said sleepily, and tickly. They both giggled. You know what, Ricky, said Busy. We've got a mystery to solve. A mystery, Ricky asked. He climbed out of bed. What mystery? Well, said Busy, I showed my dandelion to Miss Cardinal, and she said, how exciting, Busy. This is the time of year when plants are on the move. Then she flew off before I could ask questions. Plants on the move? Asked Ricky. I wonder what she means. But before he could finish his thought, there was a knock on the door. It was Flora Skunk and Mitzi Mink. You're just in time to help us figure out a mystery, said Ricky. Then Busy told them what Miss C had told them. Flora looked puzzled. How can plants move? She asked. They don't have legs, and they're stuck in the ground. Come on, said Mitzi. Let's go look for plants moving. They went outside and looked around. Busy walked up to a tree trunk and pushed on it. Trees sure don't move, he said. Mrs. C must have meant another kind of plant. Let's go to the meadow, said Ricky. Maybe some of our plants there will be moving. As they headed off, Mitzi scratched her head. Plants move when they blow in the wind, but it's hard to picture a plant moving from place to place, she said. I mean, what would it do? Pop out of the dirt and tiptoe along on its roots? Everyone giggled. They walked along slowly, keeping their eye on the plants. It's no use, Ricky said. These plants are staying right where they are. Hey, what's this? Flora asked. She had some prickly brown things caught in her fur. The others noticed that they had this same thing stuck in their fur. Ricky pulled off a few off of his tail and looked closely at them. What do you think those are? He asks. A familiar voice answered, "They're plants on the move." They all turned to see Mrs. C perched on a bush. "Those aren't plants," said Busy. "But they will be someday," said Mrs. C with a wink. "They're seeds." "I don't get it," said Ricky. "Plants make seeds so that more plants can grow," Mrs. C explained. "But if all the seeds just fell off the plants and grew right where they fell, what would happen?" "I know," said Flora. "The plants would soon be way too crowded together." "That's right," said Mrs. C. "So plants have ways of traveling to other places to grow." She pointed at the prickly seeds. Some like these are hitchhikers. They catch rides to different places. Then they fall off and grow there." "I get it," said Mitzi. "Another seed landed in the water and floated to a new spot," said Mrs. C. "And many kinds of seeds ride the wind." "Like dandelion seeds," said Busy. He held up his dandelion puffball. "Right," answered Mrs. C. "All those tiny hairs are like little parachutes that help seeds float." Just then a breeze blew past, ruffling the friend's fur, and suddenly the seeds on Busy's puffer ball went blowing into the air. "Look at them go," said Busy. "They're on the move right now." They all watched as the dandelion's feathery seeds blew up, up, up and away across the meadow. "Bye, little travelers," Ricky called. "Have a nice trip." Ah, nuts. Many animals love to eat acorns. Chipmunks. Chipmunks eat lots of things, but acorns are their favorite food. Chipmunks collect acorns and take them back to their dens. They eat this stockpile of nuts in the winter. A chipmunk can carry up to 12 acorns at once inside its stretchy cheek pouches. Acorns are nuts that grow on oak seeds. Squirrels. Squirrels also love acorns. They bury the acorns they find, then they dig them up later when they're hungry. Many birds, including blue jays, eat acorns. Their hard bills can break open the tough nuts. Some of the acorns that animals bury grow into oak trees. Acorn woodpeckers store acorns in holes that they drill in tree trunks. When the birds get hungry, they pull the nuts out of the tree. Acorn weevils. Acorn weevils lay their eggs inside acorns. After the eggs hatch, the baby weevil chew their way out. Deer gobble up acorns as if they were candy. Creature feature. Honeypot ants. Special worker ants in this colony store a sugary liquid in their big honeypot bellies. These ants are called repletes. They hang from the ceiling of their nest. When food is hard to find, the repletes find the sweet liquid to other animals. Their bellies can be as big as grapes. We live in a savanna. A savanna has lots of grass and only a few trees. It is always hot here. Weaver bird builds a nest. Baboon rides on mom's back. Rhino grazes in the grass. I live in the savanna too. Guess who I am? I have lots of freckles. I have black lines under my eyes. And I am super fast. I am a cheetah. Cheetahs can run as fast as 60 miles per hour. No animal can run faster. This has been the September edition of Ranger Rick Jr., published by the National Wildlife Federation. I am Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon.